Yes, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans Studios at YSR, and the countdown is on, and the 2014 Major League Baseball season, the regular season that is, it is coming to a close. That means the playoff picture is now coming into focus, and with us in studio is our very own Andy Pondillo at YSR, our producer of the Big East Sports Show, to discuss the 10 playoff teams and what we can watch for. But before, Andy, we hit on the playoff picture tonight. It is the end of the Derek Jeter era, and so much for a fairy tale ending. How will you remember Derek?
Well, I'm never going to remember him for all the playoff moments. I mean, this guy comes up as a youngster, 1996, wins his first World Series. He looks just like a kid out of high school, basically, going out there and competing with the best. And it seems like he never stopped. All those division titles in a row. Out of all the seasons he played, 20 seasons, he didn't go to the playoffs only two times. That's going to go down in history. It's going to be very hard for anyone to challenge that. Derek Jeter, you got to think of him as a playoff guy, Mr. November, the big home runs, the big defensive plays that he made, the play at the plate against Oakland, everybody remembers. So there's so many moments to go around, and you just have to feel that he's going to stay in the game. It's somehow, whether it's commentary, whether you see him on ESPN, you'll see him doing something because he's married to baseball.
You know, I have to wonder, too, what was the key to his longevity in the game? I mean, here, Andy, he's 40 years old. He played over 140 games this season. That's incredible.
I think he stayed true to himself, and you look at a lot of these guys, and especially in the era he played, we noticed the PED era where he's seen a lot of guys max their stats out for one, two, three seasons. But at the same time, when you get your body bulky like that, and you just try to build upper strength, and you're playing shortstop, you're way too big than you need to be, it seems like those types of guys, I'm not a scientist, but it seems like they go down with injury a lot easier than someone who's lean, you know, a solid 190, a solid 200. And Derek Jeter, I feel like he always kept the same weight, the same frame throughout his career. And he knew who he was as a hitter. He didn't try to go above and beyond. He was consistent. And there's something to be said about baseball players that are consistent. We see guys all the time who are flashy, who have those 1 to 2 years, get a big contract, and you never hear from them again. Derek Jeter, every single year, was a productive player.
Okay, but why did the Yankees struggle so much this year? I mean, there's a bunch of no names in the lineup. What was the deal there?
The Yankees foundation is an absolute mess right now. There is no money they can spend. There's no draft prospect they can bring up that's going to fix this problem immediately. Sure, I think they can stay within that 81, 85 win marker, but it's going to be hard to win the AL East with their current setup. They're going to have to make some dramatic moves. They did that with Jacoby Ellsbury. They did that with Brian McCann, but that just makes the team a little top-heavy. Top-heavy teams sometimes can compete. Top-heavy teams even sometimes can sneak into the playoffs, but top-heavy teams don't win World Series championships. The only way they're going to get better, in my opinion, is if they are to sell. That's against what the Yankees do. I don't know if they're ever going to sell because they just have so many problems. They have it with the starting pitching. They have it with the relief pitching. The bottom of the order is one of the weaker bottom of the orders in the American League. So there's just a lot of problems with that team. I don't know how you solve it. The only way I can think of is you trade some of your bigger guys and you get a band of prospects for them.
Well, it is tough not seeing the Yankees. They will not be in the postseason, but teams that are for sure in, I've got down the Cardinals, the Pirates, the Dodgers, Giants, and the Angels and the Orioles.
Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch how this final weekend plays out. I think I know how it's going to play out.
Okay, talk to me. How is it going to play out, Andy?
Well, we've seen surprises before, so I don't want to sit here and, you know, lock certain teams in certain spots. You know, you think the Cardinals are going to win the NL Central, but they could get swept at the end of the year, and the Pirates could win the NL Central, then put the Cardinals in a wild card game. I feel like we got the teams, though, for the most part, in place. Who's going to go in with the home field advantage? Should be interesting to see. Is that going to be the Nationals? Is it going to be the Dodgers who takes the number one seed in the National League? And, you know, the number one seed for both of these leagues, a very important role to be in. The Angels appear like they're going to win it, but don't forget the Orioles could reel off a few wins and take that from them. Whoever gets those number one seeds, they face a team playing in that wild card matchup. So another team has to utilize their best pitcher just to get into the division series, and they're already a little more tired coming into that series. So you have a huge leg up. Getting that number one seed important because in a division series, we've learned time and time again, anything can happen in five games. You get a 1-0 lead, you get a 2-0 lead, you have some good starting pitching. It doesn't matter how good you were in the regular season. It only takes one game to swing everything.
Hey, it is our MLB update with our very own Andy Pondillo at Yahoo Sports Radio. We definitely want to hear from you tonight. Join us right now online at Twitter, at @eRadioSports. And from what I've been tracking, Andy, the teams that really stand out, I've got the Giants and the Dodgers. Who else stands out and is at the forefront of your mind?
I've had the Giants and Dodgers as standout teams in the NL West for a while. And, you know, the National League as a whole, I feel like the National League teams, the World Series is coming from the NL this year. I just feel like they're just built so much better for the playoffs. It doesn't mean anything can happen, because in the playoffs, if we learned anything in 2006 when the Cardinals won only 83 games, won a World Series, yes. Any of these teams can just go run the table out of nowhere. So I really like the way the NL is built. Even if you look at the wild card game as it shapes up right now, Pirates possibly versus the Giants, both of these teams, very good pitching. You got the playoff experience out of San Francisco. You could see that team running the table. You could see the Cardinals. It doesn't matter how bad their offense is, they always find a way to win. That's the thing about St. Louis. It doesn't matter who's on the team, who they lose. If they lose Albert Pujols, Alan Craig had a horrible year. They traded him. Matt Holliday, not quite the guy he is anymore. Carlos Beltran gone. They always find a way to stay at the top of the division. They always find a way to bring trouble to everybody in the postseason play. So you always got to look at the Cardinals. The front runner's got to be the Washington Nationals in the NL, because we've been on them since the start of the season. The most complete team up and down that lineup.
Everybody
can hit in that lineup. Bryce Harper, what can he do in the postseason? We don't know. You're going to have Jordan Zimmermann, an ace that's not talked about a lot, and then Steven Strasburg, a 1-2 that I would counter versus any team out there. A very complete team. A team that if you were to put them up against the Dodgers, who are a little more top-heavy, I feel like the Nationals have more depth in that National League, more of a team that can scrape together 3 and 4 runs versus a Clayton Kershaw versus a Greinke. Maybe that's asking for too much, but if there's a team that could do it, I think it would be the Washington Nationals, because they can score runs in a multitude of ways. American League, my obvious favorite is going to be the Angels every time. It's hard to find a real traditional hole on the Angels. It was the bullpen, but they spent a lot of money, made some trades, fixing that problem during the season, and it appears to have worked as they're nearing 100 games.
Okay, our very own Andy Pondillo with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we are going around the horn. Andy, tell the listeners where they can go and check out your stuff online.
Yes, I talk a lot of Astros baseball and the season winding down, so we'll have our final season reports at climbingtowelshill.com.
Okay, so the Dodgers have been up and down, but could they still be perhaps your favorite?
They're not my favorite, but I do like the Dodgers in a postseason series. But at the same time, everyone's so evenly matched in the National League, it's hard to really pick a favorite this year. The Dodgers is probably the most top-heavy team of all of them, but what evens them out is that excellent pitching they have. Clayton Kershaw, Zach Greinke. I mean, that 1-2 is just absolutely filthy, not to mention Ryu. So they will pose a threat no matter who they face. Their batting order kind of scares me for postseason play. I think it's enough to get through a division series. I don't know if it's enough to get through the final two rounds. It's just the type of lineup they have is the type you sit and wait around for something explosive to happen. You wait for Yasiel Puig to go deep. Adrian Gonzalez is good of an RBI man as there is in the league, but after that, it's just I don't know if it's good enough. The pitching's always going to keep them in the game, but I don't know if they have that offense that's going to score runs in a multitude of different ways. So when you engage in all these close games, you want to find an offense that can do that.
Okay, Andy Pondillo with us in studio tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to step aside for a commercial break, and you stay close right there, and we will be right back with much more of Andy Pondillo as we go around the horn, our MLB update, and getting you ready for the playoffs.